are just temporary b'mikra, don't drive events. It says Aviv Shamas Hadova that Yaakov Avinu believed in the Cholam with the meat of Yaakov, with the meat of Emes. And Lechura, this was a fluke, and it wasn't Emes, and he wasn't a real Melech, and he just happened to be a small screw in a large event. So how do we understand the Inyan of the Chalaimis, and so on? Especially, the Pasuk, there's a whole parasha here. The Chalaimis, he obviously had the Cholam because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent it to him. He was telling the truth. What was the purpose of that Cholam? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us something that's emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to let us know events that will happen, like Paro has to be told about the Rav and how to prepare for it. So there's a point for Cholam. When you need a Cholam to tell me something that will be the sky, a mini nevuah, we also understand the Cholam in that way. But here, this whole thing was a mitzad its kiyum, was a trivial event, and it didn't mean much. So yeah, you needed the Cholam to create the jealousy, maybe. They were jealous anyway. So how do you understand the musig of the Chalomis here, and the musig of the emes that wasn't the Cholam, that it says that Yaakov Avinu was Shomas Hadova, that he felt that it would be Mekuyim. Reb Tzadik has an Ariches on it, and he speaks about, he's called the Bala Chalomis. The Pashta Pshat in Bala Chalomis is that he's a fantasizer. He doesn't really think of, he's an idle dreamer. He learns the Bala Chalomis, it's Faket. The Bala Chalomis is that there's a Malach called the Bala Chalomis. The Bala Chalomis is a title of Kovid that Ke'ilu, he's in charge of Chalomis, so to speak. In other words, Yosef HaTzadik is somebody who's Moishlan Chalomis, and that's his Mailan, that's his Midah Toiva. So we've spoken other years about the Inyan of Dimyan and being Shoel Kvecha Dimyan. I'd like to try and understand a much deeper Nakuda over here about this Inyan over here. There is a Malchus of Yosef. There's a Malchus based David. And the Malchus of Yosef, the Shaitoi, so to speak, even though it seemed to have been just a temporary mistake, there's an oimik to this Malchus, it's a real Malchus, and it expressed itself in a certain way, and it brought about something. The Targum Mendelssohn says over here, the Zohar Kodesh says, that the Golus of Klal Yisrael starts at this Nekuda, with Yosef HaTzadik. It's Pashit Mitzad HaSipat Varim. This is where the first person, Klal Yisrael, goes down and is Meshubit to Mitzrayim, and he's part of Eretz Mitzrayim, and so on and so forth. So it makes sense. Rashi says that Emek Chevron, it's the Emek Atzosoy of the Tzadik that's buried in Chevron, that this is where the Brisbane Absurm is going to start taking effect. In other words, the Golos starts over here. So it's true Mitzad Pshutoy, and Yosef HaTzadik is seen as being the Melech of Klal Yisrael in Golus, the way Yehuda is the Melech of Klal Yisrael be Yeshuvah. There's a Melech of Klal Yisrael when they're on the Koyim of Nachlosei, that's David and Shloimeh. Shloimeh is Melech of Sholem, when they're each one is sitting Tachas Gafet, Tachsenosei. And then there's a Malchus of Klal Yisrael in the Golus. And we have to understand what it means, a Malchus of Klal Yisrael in the Golus. L'chud has a Aksimura. When you're in Golus, there is no nation. It says actually that the only Ummah ever to go into Golus is Klal Yisrael. Other Ummahs don't have Golus. The Musik of Golus, other Ummahs doesn't exist. Golus for other Ummahs is the cessation of existence. In Klal Yisrael, there is a parish of Golus. And being that the Brisbane Absurm of Avraham Avinu centers on Golus, and even though Chazal give us different inyanim, why it is that there was nigs on them, Golas, But mitzad psukim, it's not easy to understand what was the purpose of the galus. Yes, they found Chazal would do a certain connection of averus, whether it's ma'eda or whatever, but or sangaria, but the mashmos mitzad, those are hidden nekudas. But mitzad the psukim, this is the bris of psurim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you should know geria za'acha. And so on and so forth, and then v'achach yetsu the chushgadol, and I'll take them, and so on. So the process, we understand Chazal that had there not been any pegam, they would have already had the shleimus, the tikkun. But what is the galus? What's the matzav of galus? The pasuk says ger yezah achah berzo lahem v'avodim v'ino isam. The etzem nekuda is the golos someplace else, and then there's an added hardship to it. But the etzem bris, the etzem krisis bris is on there being in golos. I want to understand the oimik of the golos and what the golos does, what the golos accomplishes, and so on. It says by Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu began his journey, it says Vayifka b'mokoyim, so Chazal darshin. Melamed she'ein olam mekayem shakadosh baruch hu mekayem shalom, ein olam mekayem shakadosh baruch hu, shakadosh baruch hu mekayem shalom. Same thing about me'oin. The musig that the makom is not the makom of shakadosh baruch hu, but shakadosh baruch hu is the makom for the makom, so to speak. So when Yaakov begins his avus, when Yaakov begins his own independence, that's the scene that happened was. That he came to a makom, and from here Chazal learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayem shel olam, and not that the olam is mekayem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Obviously, it's a midah that we are going to. It's a midah that we're going to be toila in Yaakov Avinu. And true that it's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if Yaakov Avinu is the one. Who perceived it like that, it means that it's his tfisa to the hair, something like that. In the entire Bria of Eretz, the mahalach of the Teva is that everything is nishrash in something, and everything is a toitza of the particular thing that it's nishrash in. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world, and everything that's within the context of the world has a makom within the world. It draws its koyach, it draws its yinika from the things in the world, and that's how it has a metzias. It's the only way it has a metzias. Nothing survives that doesn't have a makom wherein to be. So the makom means that everything in the world finds its metzias as coming from a specific nekuda. If you have a tree's chiyus comes at a specific place. A person's chiyus comes from a certain context. This is his parnasa, this is his society, this is his country. That's where the person comes from. And that's why golus is such a terrible... Golus is on par... With Misa. Golos is a kapara on Misa. In other words, Lamashal, Kayin. Kayin's ultimate einish was to be killed. The temporary matziv that's living but akin to being killed is Golos. That's why he was got nigs on him Golos, because he got a stay of execution, but his life during that stay is misa like, which is novenot. Somebody who's rotzeach bishkaga gets his oynish is golus, because golus is a mitzvah. Just like if you cut the tree down, it's misa. If you uproot it from its makom, it's also misa. The same thing even with a balchai. Take a balchai out of its natural environment, it'll die. A person who's a refugee will not thrive because he doesn't have a makom. He doesn't have a place that he belongs to, that he's shayach to, it's equivalent to Misa. It's like when you take a yerek out of the ground, it'll be very, very soon that it's going to shrivel up and dry. If you take the animal out of its natural habitat, it's going to be a short time until it gets killed. And even a person that was, let's say, they pull him out from where he is and toss him into someplace halfway around the world, he may have food and drink and a place to sleep. Unless he develops shrushim there, he's going to die. He's going to shrivel up and not thrive. Which it means that Adam has in himself one facet. Because Adam is from Tachtonim, there's a facet from him of him that is tolui in his makor. The person himself lives only as much as he's coming from a certain place, and as much as he's in a certain place. In a deeper sense, that's the context of Avodah Zarah. Alehei Nechar Haaretz. Any time a person sees his mitzias as being kosher to something mesuyim, to something defined, to something finite, that is an inyan of Avodah Zarah like, and not like and different HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hanche onyan goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'syatze gvulos l'amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave amim gvulos because the amim live within gvulos. That's the mitzias. If Frenchmen survive in France, and if he goes to Germany, he's a German. That's each umma has a makom, and it's direct tolling its makom. Klal Yisrael is above it, in the sense that a person is shayach directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the person declares that the makom is a chetimtze fashra, but not the guf fashra. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, tsei mitstagnina shalcha, it meant that we have minimally a makom amongst the kohavim. A person's fortune, a person's life is described by the kohavim he was born. That's his makom mitzad, quote-unquote, al yoinim, mitzad what we perceive as yoinim. And it doesn't get better than that. That's Avodah Zarah, and that's Avodah's kohavim azolis. The person that hears that the world is a series of finite mazolis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Avram, tsei mitzagnir shalcha. Avram's first nisayin was, Avram had to leave, lech lecha ma'atzo m'latcha v'savicha. Because Avram's mitzias was kosher, because a person's mitzias is kosher with his makom, as long as he's in a makom that's bad, he can't be shach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he told him that you should go to Eretz Asher Eka. Go to the Eretz Asher Eka. So he was kosher to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael would be a place where you'd be yearning his chiyas from. And Eretz Yisrael is a place that lechur is mufka from this shibud, from this sense of what Chutz Laretz is. And that's why the minute Avram started moving out of Chutz Laretz, moving out of Beis Aviv, he already was being yoinik from the place that he will go to, and that's Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak was kulei Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he's kulei Kodesh. Yaakov Avinu's Aveda was much deeper. And to say that in Eretz Yisrael a person is yoinik from Ruchnius, that's only shayach if you are that there's no such thing as a makom, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekom shalayla. If a person can take Eretz Yisrael and also deher it the same way, that this is a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu belongs to, Chas v'shalom, the person takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he boxes him into Eretz Yisrael. It's not the pshat that Eretz Yisrael is the place HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to be megala the lack of dependence on makom, but fakir, the person that has it as a makom, and this is a makom like the Rebbe of Zora came and said, well, we must have got mixed up. This is the wrong God over here. The Arroyos are coming and eating by us, and they became the Ger Arroyos. Because they said, you know, they heard that the soul's got a different God. So this God over here is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they heard it the same way you'd hear it in another place. So the Mokum of Eretz Yisrael, as Kaddish as it is, the Sheirish of its Kedusha is that it's Mufka from Mokum. The Sheirish of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim Shal Olam Ve'ino Olam Mekadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way in which we could live in Eretz Yisrael and hear that is if we could not live in Eretz Yisrael and also be the same as in Eretz Yisrael. A person that his perspective is in Eretz Yisrael, one keeps the mitzvahs because that's the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And outside Eretz Yisrael, one doesn't need to keep mitzvahs because not the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem is not what he's doing outside of Eretz Yisrael. The problem is Eretz Yisrael also. Then he's reduced Eretz Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the same thing like the other places that have very finite, very limited. Each place contains within itself a koyach, a god, or whatever you want to call it. The hearing that about Eretz Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a hafkor from what Eretz Yisrael is and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Yaakov Avinu needed, Yaakov Avinu as the final Av, needed to show that even when a person is in Golus and he's Mufka from Mokoim, he still is in the Mokom of, he's still Shat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Dova Nifla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, come to Israel, that's where you'll find me. In Yitzchak, to Yitzchak he said, stay in Eretz Yisrael, because that's where I am. And to Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, wherever you go, I'm with you. That's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avtocha. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Yaakov, that's your midah. Your midah is going to be that your kesha, your bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is independent of the bris of the bris in the makom. It's a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kol Yisrael, and the makom happens to be a place. But the makom is there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kol Yisrael Koris bris, and not the other way around. That is Yaakov's accomplishment, and that's Yaakov's uftim. And that's why the bris ben apsarim was specifically golos, because the golos of bris ben apsarim meant the hachana for Eretz Yisrael has to be that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if your kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists independent of Eretz Yisrael, then Eretz Yisrael is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be. But if the kesher exists because of Eretz Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not wish it to be. Mashal ma'adav day, let's give a sort of a crude mashal, but let's say somebody is a very wealthy man. And he and the person marries someone. The person wants the nesuin to be because of the pnimistik kesha, because we want to establish a home together. And if that's the situation, then I want you to come live in the palace. But if the person wants the husband because he's living in the palace, then she's not wanted. In other words, if Klal Yisrael, if the kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are kosher, then the place HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for that kesher to express itself is Eretz Yisrael. But if the kesher is because Klal Yisrael likes Eretz Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes not that kesher to be. So the bris ben apsarim was that if you hold out for three dairis, and three dairis is the full scope. The Derech Olam is, like it says, Nini Lenechti by Avram, Ad Kan Rachma of Alaben. Three Derechs is the span of a life. It's a span. The usual Derech Olam is grandchildren see their grandparents, and you know it's still an age where one learns and so on and so forth. That's the span of Shivim Shana, approximately. So when that's gone, when they've been in Golas for more than that, and they're still Shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the people with whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kiris Bris. So the Hachana Golas was not just a kapar of an affair. True, had it been perfect to start with, we would have had that kesha so strong, l'chatchila, we would not have needed to work it out through Golas. But Klal Yisrael, whatever the Chatoyim, the Chazal point out, are the things that were not quite right in the beginning. And b'meila, we had to go through the process. But the process is innate to the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael. It's a bris HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to establish a makom in the world where his am and his shechina asheira. The tenai for that makom is that the am is tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to the makom. So Golas was the chetimtza of being mafkir them from any makom, from any environment. Is the hepech of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was told, as long as you are in that place, the makom is a makom tamei, the environment is an environment that's tamei, you will not have any shayches takarish baruch. You can't fulfill your shleimus over there, because that's a makom mitzad the people, that doesn't allow for that. Yaakov was told, go down there, and hold on to what you have despite the makom, and then you'll be royed to come to Israel as your makom. Avraham Avinu was given sort of Akash Baruch Hu jump started the process. Come between the Kedusha Sarat Israel, and there we can we can start the bris over there. But the bris expresses itself as a bris only when they've gone through the process of Golas. Yehuda is the melech in the makom of Yehuda is in the melech of the makom of Eretz Yisrael, the makom of the shleimus of Klal Yisrael. Yosef is the melech of Klal Yisrael in the Golas, and in that sense, his doima, his zivikunin, is doima the zivikunin of Yaakov. Yaakov is the one that can go down, despite the fact that Akadosh Baruch Hu, there's Ashur Shechina with him. Akadosh Baruch Hu will go down with him in Mitzrayim and come back up with him. That's where Yosef is an offshoot of Yaakov specifically. That's where his Zivukin is Daimalai. The makom that Yosef had to go down to was called Ervas Aretz. Mitzrayim was a makom Zima. And the test that Yosef was especially tested on was Arayas. That was the test where he was tested. That's where he was miskaber. It says that Yosef is a shalit Beretz Mitzrayim. Yosef was a king in Eretz Mitzrayim. Who Yosef is the same Yosef that was, the way he was by Yaakov, was Mitzrayim. And one understands that the shilton of Yosef in Mitzrayim is a shilton of his kedusha is the shilton we're talking about. And let's describe and understand why that's a good of Malchus. The relationship of the melech to the am is a relationship where if the melech is niskak to the am, he's not a melech on them. If the melech needs the money or the kavod or whatever it is of the am, then he's not the melech. And that's why there's a parasha of Melech where it says by Shmuel, he said, if he wants, he can take whatever he wants from him. He has absolute power. The purpose of that is that he not be zakuk. He has it by right, not because of your philanthropy. It's not because you've been nice and donated a wonderful palace and got him some nice horses and so on and so forth. That would be a non-Melech. The melech is somebody that has it, not because by right it's his. In the deeper inyanim of a person, it says l'moshe by Isha, ve'elav tshukosech v'hu yimshol bo. Because the Isha's tshukas to the man, that gives him his power. the dark kachish lichbois starts with that. There's a famous kotzke word that if it's ve'elof shukosech v'huyim shalva, but if it's fakert, then it's fakert. And it's a cute word, but the oimik to it is whatever is tolu, the independent variable is the king, and the dependent is the am. If it's reversed, if the king needs the am for his money, for his covet, for whatever it is, then he's not the melech. Then he's the nishlat, not the shaylit. The shaylit is the one whose metzias exists without the other. Similar, I guess, in a sort of way to what the Rambam says by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, that if the whole world were not to exist, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence would not be impaired one iota, and if the whole world, and if it could be imagined that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's non-existence, then there could not be any other existence. A very clear relationship between what is dependent and what's independent. That's the relationship between the melech and the am. In the koichas hanefesh of a person, taivas are the shaylit on the person. The person, if we ask ourselves, if the person is the seichel, then the struggle of war, of who is the melech, is between taiva and seichel. Taiva takes over a person, and then he twists and distorts the seichel to do his rotzen. And not only doesn't the seichel rule over the taiva, it's the other way around. The person perverts the seichel to find two roots of his taiva. Or, when it's kitikunai, the person is shalit over his koyach taiva, and therefore the taiva is reined in and does what seichel thinks is right. If seichel thinks now's the time for taiva, so taiva is given rein, is given the place, and it's closed down. That's the tug of war between seichel and taiva. Yosef HaTzadik, the shulton of Yosef HaTzadik was that even in the framework of Nisoyan, where Lechur, the person's nishlat, through the things around him. Lamashal, it was on the level of Taiva. It was also on the level of a real, of the surrounding Metzias. Let's look at it in the bigger picture. When Yosef goes into Golos, and he's in Mitzrayim, he is Lechur totally dependent on Mitzrayim. If they want to, they make him a minister. They want to, they throw him into jail. If they want to, they kill him. If they want to, they make him king. The metzias of, in the bigger picture, is the same thing. That l'chura, the person is a nishlat from everything around him. When you're the stranger in the land, everybody has koyach over you. But if a person frees himself from that shilton, then lamashal, the person says, I don't care if I die, I'm not going to do X, Y, or Z. So he became independent of that. When a person makes that statement, he says, my chiyus is not totally in anything around me, because that's not my chiyus. Breathing and eating is not my chiyus. I have a different chiyus. And b'meila, my decisions are independent. You don't have any koyach over my chiyus. That's when the person goes from becoming a nishlat to becoming a shalit. And that is the pnimistic and the kuda of Klal Yisrael. Whatever Klal Yisrael has starts with that the person is mafkia the makam as a shalit on himself. L'chur, I need this place. This is where I am, this is where I have a job, and this is where I have this, and this is where I have that, and so on and so forth. If I can walk away from it, then I became the sholit. Kaviyachol the mida of a person being of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mekoymesh ha'olam ve'olam mekoymesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol, a person has the ability to present that same mida, and it's on every level of his metzias within a different framework. On a most pnimistic level, koyach hanefesh, it's taiva versus seichel, and in golus, which is the testing ground for this, and it's really, really the place where we get a handle on this. That's where we get the distinction between those that are controlled by their makom and those that control their makom. In terms of our metzias, we tend. Let's go back to the malchus of Yosef and Yehuda. It's true that Yehuda. We asked, how is va'aviv shamas adava? The chur that malchus was just it was a mirage. I mean, it was a mistake that they made and a little game that Hakadosh Baruch Hu played out to bring about some results or whatever it is. The answer is no. The panimis, Yehuda is the melech in Yerushalayim and the melech in Eretz Yisrael and so on. But Yosef's mida is the pnimistik of the malchus. The mida of Yosef, a melech in Eretz Yisrael, a Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is there because Klal Yisrael can be not in Eretz Yisrael. The melech can be shalit, can take from everything because he needs nothing. If a melech can take noshim, can be marba noshim, it's only because he could be shoylet on it and not be nishla from the taiva. So Yosef's malchus, the nekuda that Yosef adds to Klal Yisrael, is the pnimius of malchus and Klal Yisrael. Yehuda is the one that expresses it. We've spoken why Yehuda, the milas and the midas that Yehuda has to be able to bring it out. But in brief, it says, Asha yeitze lifnehem, Asha yetziem, Asha yovel lifnehem, Asha yiviem. A melech has two halakim. He goes first, and he's able to bring them along. Yosef is the dugma sheyetzef nehem, vasheyovef nehem. He's the one who, on the personal level, he's the melech. Yehuda's mailer was the Yevim and the Yetziyim, to be able to take life so long. But Yosef mitzad his own nekuda is malchus and klai so mitzad the pnimis of malchus. It's one of a person looks at things around him, and he's affected by them. A day like today, I mean, we live in a society. It's not there's nothing. It's not bad. It's not evil. But our sense of an off day, a yontif, whatever it is affected by where we are and so on. But in the bigger picture, a person looks at things that affect him as an Israel. It's hard, this is an environment that's hard, not conducive for this, not conducive for this, and so on. And definitely, it's right, and a person should try to be in an environment that is conducive. In every aspect, ruchnias, learning, a group of friends, a mokom, and so on, that's normal, and that's something that it's appropriate. Rambam says a person should always look. A person is affected by his surroundings, and he should look to get away from it. It's definitely not something that a person should chatchila pick himself nisyonos. But in some ways, the nisoyon of being affected by what's around you, when a person isn't that nisoyon, and it could be a silly thing. Doesn't have to be talking about big aveiros. Big aveiros are big aveiros. They're telling themselves. We're talking about other inyanim where a person would rather not be affected. So then the pshat is the person himself, this is a test on everything else. If a person's hadras melech is because he's beroivam, then it's not b'makhelus baruch Hashem is the pshat. Many people, each one who is a mevaruch Hashem should come together in mevaruch Hashem. But if I'm a Mevarach Hashem because I'm part of a Tziba only, then it's not a Tziba Mevarach Hashem. Then each and every single Yochid happens to be in a place where they're being Mevarach Hashem. It's Machmas Chesenusa, not Machmas Malyusa. What determines a person's Mitzias lies, Golas is the test of the person himself in that most fundamental Nikuda. Adam was created, Redua Aretz VeKivshua. Adam was created to be the one. This ground is desert; it doesn't allow for planting and growing. Redua Aretz VeKivshua means break it in. You can bring water here, you can bring soil here, you can plow it, you can work it, and produce. This animal is not, doesn't allow itself to be harnessed. A person has the koyach and the shlita to do it. He doesn't come into the world and he's nishlat by the world. He comes to the world and he's shalit on the world. That's what a person is. And therefore, and those in yanim, where a person, the tkufas where a person gets tested by being put into an environment that's different, or that's problematic, or whatever it is, those are the tkufas that a person comes to realization of what his own mitzvah is. The others, there was a process of bringing Eretz Yisrael to be yearning for Eretz Yisrael. That was Avram, that was Yitzchak. So Avram was the process of being pulled out of an environment to get to Hashpah and finish of a good environment. Yitzchak developed within a good environment, but it was tested when it would go to Mitzrayim. And Yosef HaTzadik was the quintessential Mekayim of it. He had no family there. He had no country there. He was Kulo Shakua in Mitzrayim. And he was still Yosef. That's the Malchus Kaiser. The Pnimius of Malchus Kaiser is, it's not because he's in the Beis Medrash he's learning, but because he's learning his Beis Medrash. It's not because he's a Yid, he's Eved Hashem. It's because he's Eved Hashem, he's a Yid. And that, there is the Maila, and the ultimate Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to do it in a Sviva and in a Tzibur and so on and so forth. But the Sviva and the Tzibur, if it's just the result of the surrounding, then it's a downgrade of what it is. There's also the same Itzagninus, there's a Ktushidek Itzagninus, Lahavlo of Adolz. The Klal Yisrael is built on that after Avram and Yitzchak develop, Yaakov is tested by going down to Mitzrayim, and the hearing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Anoicha Ered Vana Alcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with a person. It's a personal relationship. It's Mufka from Makom. And if the person develops that, then he becomes free of Makom. Yaakov Avinu could be in Golos for an eternity. Four generations is an eternity. It means the young Dor doesn't even remember grandfather anymore. That came from there. The Yosef is in a Makom where everything is completely cut off from any background that could do something for him. And when a person has that, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearest. That's the ultimate bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was curse of Klal Yisrael. When the bris is between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, then the Matana of Eretz Yisrael is, that's the Makom. Once we're not the product of the Makom, but we make the Makom, that's when Eretz Yisrael becomes the Makom of Klal Yisrael. What? Well, some other time, we've gone far with that one. Okay.